Hello, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life. You can suggest topics for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're there, please check out our complete podcast archive. 140 plus episodes and counting. This episode is part of Kinktober, our month-long celebration of kinky sex leading up to the launch of our brand new course, Kinky Sex Mastery. We are so excited about this course. It's a guided adventure into kinky sex over 25 date nights for you and your lover to safely explore kinky sex in the privacy of your own home under our expert guidance. Early enrollment is now open. If you enroll in the month of October, you're going to get a huge discount and a massive bonus package. Check it all out at pleasuremechanics.com/kink. That's pleasuremechanics.com/kink. And I'd like to give a quick thank you to the listener that wrote in and said it's a slash, not a backslash. We've been saying it wrong all along. Apparently we're not alone. This is a common mistake on the internet. It's a slash, not a backslash. So
thank you, lovely listener, for writing in and giving us that information.
We love hearing from you and we appreciate your feedback. Thank you. So, pleasuremechanics.com/kink. I'm going to have to get used to this. And you'll find all the details about early enrollment. So today, we are going to be talking about sexual fantasy. Because the most common question people ask their lover when they're interested in getting a little kinky goes something like this. So tell me about your fantasies. Or what do you fantasize about? And that's a great question to ask, but it's actually kind of the wrong question to start with, because sexual fantasy is different than desire. And we've talked about this on other episodes, but the very quick version is that fantasy is the realm of your imagination where anything is possible and you can do an octopus in an underwater castle, if that's your thing. Desire is what you actually want more of in your real life. And so the whole point of kinky sex, the whole amazing opportunity that it offers you, is to bring elements of your fantasy to life. So you can start talking about your fantasies as a couple, and we actually help you do that in the Kinky Sex Mastery course. But the real question when it comes to kinky sex is, what elements of your sexual fantasies turn you on, and what elements do you want to bring to life in your actual sex life? That's where you get to play. That's where you get to try new things with your partner, and that's what kinky sex is all about.
And what's so interesting about fantasies is that there is actually a small list of subjects that most people get turned on by. So people tend to think that their personal sexual fantasies are unusual. And the truth is that the same themes emerge for all of us, which is really quite freeing and takes a little bit of the taboo away, but it's fascinating that these are really common human experiences.
Right. So what this means is when you look at the surveys, the studies, the numbers, the top 10 sexual fantasies for men and women alike are shared by roughly 30 to 60% of people. So things like domination and submission, about 50% of men and 60% of women will report interest in domination or submission. When it comes to things like outdoor sex, it might be like 38% or 34%. But that range of 30 to 60% seems to emerge over and over again in these studies. And what that tells us is that we're all drawing from the same well of sexual arousals and turn-ons. But we each have an individual constellation of desires that turn us on the most, that are the most arousing, that push all the right buttons and get us off. And in kinky sex, you get to kind of start with the ones that you know you want to try and get your toes wet And then you start expanding. You start being like, well, if I got turned on by bondage, maybe I would try a little bit of submission. And what kind of submission might I want to try? And how does that work with my partner's tendencies towards domination? And it becomes this never-ending trail, this adventure through desire and arousal and taboo and turn-on. And each couple has their own journey. And so the course guides you in starting that process and figuring out what your desires are. And then we bring them to life through these interactive erotic adventures, these experiences that allow you to sample a wide range of kinky activities. So we explore sensation play and all these different facets of that, including sensory deprivation and intensifying sensation. And then we go on to erotic role playing and break that down, because role playing, trust me, is way beyond costumes. We go into erotic talk and dirty talk and what that means and taking on different roles. And then we go into power play and domination and submission and bondage. And I could go on and on, because it's 25 distinct, unique experiences that take you through kinky sex and unlock all these adventures for you. I just went on a total tangent, but can you tell I'm excited about what we are offering you? This is an amazing journey. So let's get back to some of the most common sexual fantasies. What do these look like? So the number one is dominance and submission, and that means a lot of different things. In the course, we break it down to 6 types of dominance and 6 types of submission and how they work together. But this theme of dominance and submission is almost universal.
Meaning that most people are interested in some element of either dominance and or submission, and or both. And that really part of our life's erotic work is to figure out what you're particularly turned on by. Dominance and submission can look like so many different things. It's not just master and servant, for instance, which is one image that a lot of people call up when we talk about those dynamics. There can be so many flavors and nuances of what playing with those dynamics can look like. It's really just one way to explore erotic power play.
And it goes well with another common sexual fantasy, which is bondage. And when people think of bondage, it's often handcuffs. And handcuffs are actually the worst tool to use for bondage. So in the course, we give you lots of alternatives to handcuffs, tools that can make bondage really fun and easy and comfortable even.
And safe.
Right, because bondage shouldn't be unsafe. It shouldn't cause injury. It should be a tool to create a sexual experience. And this is a perfect example of the fantasy to desire translation. In your fantasy, you might be using handcuffs, you might have 6 girls tied to the bedpost, and you can do what you want with them, and that's great in sexual fantasy. In your real life, you're probably putting your partner in bondage, and when you put your partner in bondage, you want them to be comfortable and safe and not create injury for their wrists or their ankles or any other point of bondage. And so you use the right tools and you learn how to use them to do it well, so then you can have the experience over and over again. Because if you injure them the first time with poor technique or the wrong tool, it's probably not going to be on the menu the next time. It's like, oh, those marks took a week to recover. Like, there's no way I'm doing that again. But if you use the right tools that we show you how to use and you do it well, it can then be explored. You can explore struggling against that bondage as you get fucked wildly, and that's so fun to pull and struggle and pretend to be helpless while you're getting exactly what you want. Or you can go into a deep meditative state with the bondage and go really calm and serene and relax into it and surrender as you're being massaged and touched and stimulated and teased. And that deep relaxation might be exactly what you need at the end of a week. These opportunities, these experiences get unlocked as you gain these skills, and that's what it's all about. I just got shivers. I think maybe I need a little bondage in my life. Another common fantasy is spanking and flogging and other kinds of intense sensation play, but that idea of having your lover over your lap and spanking their butt cheeks until they're hot and sizzling to the touch and they're writhing in arousal. Those images of being spanked or flogged and intense sensation play, super common for a reason. because it feels delicious. And we've talked about this a lot with spanking when we released our erotic spanking mastery course, which, by the way, you get as a bonus if you enroll in October. And we cover a little bit of spanking and kinky sex mastery, but we have this whole course on it because it's such an important sexual skill. So you get it for free if you enroll in October. Otherwise, you can add it on to the Kinky Sex Mastery experience and really master this skill of spanking your lover into erotic bliss.
So true, so true. It's so possible. Some people feel like this seems really far away or impossible for their particular relationship. And it's really just learning a set of tools and a way of approaching the body and your dynamic together and the conversations to have before, during, after. There's really a strategy and a pathway that we can take you down so that you can create this in your own relationship. It's not pie in the sky. It's not this experience that you'll never be able to have. It's something that is intelligently designed so that you can have this experience at home with nothing else but our training.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned pie, because as you were saying that, I was thinking about my sister's pie making classes. My sister runs pie restaurants in Portland. Delicious, by the way, Pacific Pie Company, little shout out. But she offers pie classes, and she always says that people come thinking that making a pie is the most mysterious, advanced thing, and they'll never be able to do it. She leads them through this process, and at the end of the class, they go home with a pie. And kinky sex is our pie in the sky. It's these extraordinary experiences that feel like, oh, how would I ever get there? And all you need is a little guidance and skill building and someone to ask questions to when they come up, and you can have your pie and eat it too.
Ooh.
Okay. Another category of common sexual fantasy is role playing. And this is the idea of stepping out of your own life and embodying, stepping into the shoes of some other sexual archetype for an erotic experience. Like secretary and boss is a very common one. What does it feel like to be that little sexy secretary that wears a short skirt and too much cleavage and leans over just so when delivering your boss's papers and taunts them with your sexuality and then struts out in your heels? What does that feel like? And what does it feel like to be the boss that is like, oh no, there's too many errors in this document, you're going to get punished for that? What does that feel like? And what does it feel like to fuck your secretary on the desk? We all want access to these dramatic, erotic stories. But the truth is, if you do that in your actual life and fuck your boss, someone's gonna get fired. It's a sexual harassment lawsuit. Not sexy. No bueno. You don't want to do it in your real life. This is where kinky sex comes in. You can embody that. You can play make-believe for a little while and have a facsimile of that sexual experience for real. So it's not the real thing. You both know that you're not the boss, you're not the secretary, you're actually husband and wife. But in a little home office, you can recreate this scenario and have fun with it and play with it and get fucked against that desk and get scolded for the errors in your document and apologize with a great blowjob. And there's this whole sexual scenario that can unfold, and you get to experience it and live it and love it. And at the end, you go back to being husband and wife, having had a great sex scene. Right? So that's role playing. That's the dramatic element of kinky sex. And it doesn't have to be costumes, although some people get really geeky and like totally love it and do cosplay, meaning they do the whole pirate and maiden scenario and dress up, or they do characters from their favorite TV shows, or they do aliens or whatever. Like, some people, the costumery is really important. These are probably people who were in theater in high school and love theater, and you get to have theater in your bedroom. Super fun for some people. Other people love the dirty talk element of it and get really turned on by being like, yeah, I'm a little slut, call me a slut, oh, I'm your slut. And it's just that dirty talk element, which is part of role playing. because you're not a dirty slut, you're his respected wife who he's taking to the country club tomorrow, but for tonight, you're his dirty little slut who's going to do anything for him. Why do you cringe? Because you don't want to be called that. This is the thing. So Charlotte's sitting over there cringing. Some people get totally turned on by that. I would never do that to Charlotte because that's not her thing. And even hearing it makes her a little uncomfortable. But she might love being called something else.
I mean, I get concerned about putting these things out because we're putting these on podcasts out into the world and I want people to be respecting women. And this has to be negotiated between you and your partner. If you're having random sex with people and you're calling them sluts like that.
No, this is pre-negotiated. Yeah, and that's the whole point.
Right. That's what that is at your own risk because some women are going to hate that. So.
But this is the whole point. Kinky sex is pre-negotiated. And even in the workshop, I give you worksheets, interactive worksheets with tons of language options. And you go through them together in this guided process. So you could say, I love being called your queen and how you're going to worship me forever. And I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. Feel free to say that. But if you call me a slut, it's over. Another woman might say, I love being called a dirty little slut. But the queen princess thing, ugh, not for me.
Right? Absolutely.
And you get to make that distinction. And once you know that information, you can use it to arouse one another and avoid the pitfalls of saying something you weren't supposed to say. This is the whole point of going through this process. So I'm really glad you had that reaction because it allowed us to cover that point. Okay. So I think you get the idea.
Well, but the other thing I want to say is that often in sex advice, there is sort of this advice like, go role play. And that's the advice. And in this, we really guide you through how to do that. Because it's more complicated than, I'm going to become a pirate this evening.
Ahoy.
That isn't really, I don't know, there's just more to it, right? And so we guide you through that so it doesn't feel so intimidating or just over the top. Again, there are steps to go through to like what you're trying to embody and how to go about doing that. And I think that can make it really less intimidating for a lot of people.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that's really fun about kinky sex is it becomes kind of a hobby. You pre-negotiate scenes, you have conversations, you explore options, and your sex life becomes a work of art. It becomes a creative project in your life, and that's really fun. It's super fulfilling for a lot of people. It brings relationships closer. It gives you kind of a new lease on your sex life, because if you've been doing the same routine for 5, 10, 25, 30 years, you know.
Routines, you need a little freshness.
Routines work for a reason, but let's freshen it up. Let's make this an adventure.
I love what you were just saying about making your sex like a work of art. Oh, that is so beautiful.
That was the opposite face of the dirty little slut face.
I just had an ecstatic face. Mm. Yeah.
But that's really what it is. Art is about creativity and bringing something into the world that did not exist before. And what kinky sex offers you is sex you've never had before, totally new experiences, new sensations, new emotions, new adventures with your partner. Interested? Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/kink. That's pleasuremechanics.com/kink. Check out our early enrollment package. You get the Erotic Spanking Mastery course for free. You get phone calls with us for group coaching and questions and personalized attention. You get 25 guided date nights into the world of kink. I have poured so much love into this course. I'm so excited to share it with you. And I'd love for you to be part of this pioneering group starting November 1st, because the course will be available after that, but anyone who gets on board in October and is part of this group is going to get a lot more of our personalized attention. It's the flagship group going on this journey together, and I really want you on board because this is going to be fun. I'm so excited. I have shivers. Pleasuremechanics.com/kink is where you'll find all the information and early enrollment. Can't wait.
Come join us.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.